From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Don Gagne, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I'm here in the briefing room to break some news. I've asked Tony Snow to serve as my new press secretary.
These are times that are going to be very challenging. We've got a lot of big issues ahead, and we've got a lot of important things that all of us are going to be covering together. And I am very excited, and I can't wait. And I want to thank you, Mr. President, for the honor, and thank all you guys for your forbearance, and I look forward to working with you.
The defense attorney at the very end in his presentation made an argument which, frankly, I find utterly and completely insulting to the victims in this case, which is that we are here because we want some kind of grief therapy, and that somehow executing Zacharias Moussaoui will cure us of any emotional problems we have. And that is nothing but pure hogwash.
We know that he's not always agreed with us or we with him, but he is somebody who has always had the interest of the Iraqis at heart and who has worked hard on their behalf.
It's not a transitional government. It's not an interim government. It's not a governing council. It's a government of Iraq, and that's an important thing. This is a sovereign country, and they're making impressive progress.
I think the national anthem ought to be sung in English. And I think people who want to be a citizen of this country ought to learn English. And they ought to learn to sing the national anthem in English.
The $100 a person rebate will be very welcome back home in Missouri and I'm sure all over the country. It will show people that Washington gets it and that it's time to provide some relief to Americans, to Missourians who are trying to support their families and are paying these very high gasoline prices.
If Democrats are elected and carry the majority in the House and Senate, you'll see a whole new change on energy policies. We will reduce our dependence on foreign oil. We will cut it in half by the year 2020. And we will engage in a massive program, a Manhattan Project, to deal with energy alternatives.